I think that our identity is something that's shaped over time through our experiences, but also just the categories that we fit in within society and our lives, like our age group, our gender, and other things as well, like where we come from. And I think the idea of the identity that we sort of form for ourselves impacts kind of ideas that we have of how we should be, or it impacts outlooks on like our opinions, like the idea of where we belong. And I think that there is value in the idea of having these labels we attach to ourselves. We feel comfort in them. We all want to be part of a group, and I feel like labeling yourself, it provides a sort of feeling of belonging. I think that feeling of belonging somewhere can provide comfort to us. And as well as that, you know, you can form communities with people who share aspects of their identity with you. You see all the time online that people form groups in all sorts of communities, which I think, you know, clearly shows that it is something that we really value. You know, we want to be around people who we feel that we can relate to. But I think there's value in sort of looking at this from a different perspective in terms of an identity around where we come from. You know, the growth of globalization, we're all becoming a lot more interconnected, and it's really easy to communicate with people from across the world. I think that there's value in presenting ourselves based on less restrictive labels. So personally, in my experience, I've actually lived in multiple countries. I've lived majority of my life between two places, which was England and Pakistan, which is where my family, I guess, originally is from. And I struggled a long time with the idea of belonging somewhere. I feel like I didn't really feel like I belonged in either place, necessarily. I sort of formed this idea that I don't really belong anywhere. When I moved to Pakistan when I was 10 years old, I looked like everyone around me, but at the same time, I felt different, and I think that was something that other people felt as well. Growing up in a completely different place, I did stand out a bit, and that at first was something that made me a bit uncomfortable. And during the period that I lived there, I also came to England a few times, you know, to meet family and things like that. And when I came, I felt a sort of disconnect, because I feel like there's this sort of romanticized idea of having to call one place your home. And suddenly I felt like, well, neither place sort of seems to fill that for me. I don't necessarily feel like I belong anywhere. And at first that sounded a bit sad, but honestly, in retrospect, I think that those experiences really hold value for me. I don't think you really need to restrict yourself to belonging to one certain place. Even within, like, the same country, you know, you can move between cities and stuff. Again, like, you know, geographical, social mobility, it's so much easier to move place to place, and there's all these opportunities coming up. And I think that the idea of globalization, you know, the world becoming so much more interconnected, you know, it makes it easier to move place to place, even country to country. But also it provides the opportunity to inspire people. You know, you can be inspired by anyone. It doesn't have to be someone who's exactly the same as you. You know, we're able to communicate with people who have different experiences to us, and I think that that is a really valuable thing. And I don't think that you have to move countries to be able to understand this feeling. I mean, look at social media, you know? I think it provides a very similar version of this in, you know, the idea that we're able to see experiences of people from all walks of life, all around the world. Like, especially in, like, recent years with things like TikTok, which is, I feel, a lot more personal and accessible. And, you know, the idea of things like Instagram and Twitter, you know, you're able to learn about issues and events going on around the world, and people are able to support certain movements even if they're not in the place that I originated from. And I think that despite the fact that I, growing up, struggled with this idea of, you know, belonging somewhere, I think that at the same time, there are a lot of communities out there that do kind of embrace the idea that you can belong anywhere, and you don't need to restrict yourself to one certain place either. So as an example, personally, I am Muslim, and I think that within that community, there's very much this idea of, you know, you don't need to belong to a certain place. You don't need to come from a certain place. You don't need to look a certain way to, you know, be part of the community. And within that community, I've met people from literally all kinds of backgrounds. People from all over the world, because, you know, again, it's just an example of a community that's not necessarily restricted by certain labels. So I think, you know, that really shows that it's not necessarily a crazy new idea that we have to be able to sort of get our heads around. And, you know, I don't think our ambitions, our goals, you know, the things that we want to do have to be restricted by the labels that we've put upon ourselves, like where we come from. And, you know, on one hand, you know, this sounds a bit obvious in a sense, you know, we're all human beings, obviously, we're all similar. But I think there's still an idea of, you know, everyone being so different based on, you know, again, where you come from. And obviously, we all have different cultures, you know, we can have different experiences based on where we come from. But at the same time, I think that we really are a lot more similar than, you know, we perceive ourselves to be. And I think that understanding that opens doors to a lot more useful things like humanitarian social issues, you know, helping with that sort of stuff, because you're able to connect people from different walks of life a lot easier, you know, and sharing our experiences with each other and being open to the idea of these different experiences, I think makes us a lot more sympathetic towards each other, which again, I think makes us a lot more willing to help those around us who maybe are less privileged. Because I think it removes sort of a mindset of us and them, you know? It's just us. In a lot of ways, it's really just us. So I think we really should embrace our similarities and not necessarily restrict ourselves by, again, expectations of how we should be. I do think that, you know, having our own unique cultures is a beautiful thing. You know, you're able to see so much diversity in art, language, so many, you know, aspects. And I think it's amazing that you're able to see those differences within us. But at the same time, I don't think the idea of our differences should take away from the experiences that we actually do share, which is a lot. And again, I think that we really want that feeling of belonging, but I think there's this idea that to have that, you need to belong to a specific place. But at the same time, isn't it beautiful to think that we can belong anywhere?